Hola.
Hola.
¡Holi! Bienvenidos a otro episodio más de The Evening Show.
My name is Caroline Gomez, and I am coming at you from Brooklyn, New York right now.
Awesome.
Okay, so we can just go right into the questions. The first question is, what do you do for a living?
So I actually am in the process of applying to a master's degree. I have a Juris Doctor and I work in a law firm in New York. It's defense litigation. And I also have my own podcast called Borique. It's about Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican experience, and kind of like its relationship with the United States and the effects that has on our culture and our politics and our lives.
Okay, so then what do you think about women in the workplace?
I think that, you know, I was actually thinking about this the other day. It's come a long way, definitely. There's still so much that needs to change. It is very difficult. Like, the legal industry in here in New York is very male-dominated. So even in the workspaces that I've been in, there's really not even that much, like, diversity when it comes to women, particularly women of color, in, like, supervisor roles and everything like that. So I think that it's something that it's up to us to keep pushing to change it and make it like better, like a more welcoming environment to women in the workplace.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think that males are actually interested in hiring women, or do you think that's like women are the ones interested in getting hired?
I don't know how to really address that question. I think it's definitely something that varies a lot. I know that there's even between company and company, you know, I think that there has been such a big push for like including diversity in workspaces and being more like inclusive towards like women and particularly like male-dominated industries, for example, also like the financial industry. Like some fields are doing better, other ones still have to catch up. But I think that our generations are going to keep making it so that the workplace is a more like safe and inclusive place.
Okay. Do you think that most women want to raise a family?
I mean, that's an interesting question. Honestly, I think at all options are really valid. I believe in like the right to choose whether you want to have a traditional kind of path, and like that includes family and children and everything. I'm also all for like less than traditional or unconventional paths. So I don't know that we can really say without really looking at numbers and data whether it is like the majority of women want to have children. I do think that it's definitely like something that has been, you know, a societal imposition on us too. And I think that priorities are shifting, you know, the world is changing right now. I think that everyone should have like the right to really build the life that they want.
Yeah. Do you like what you are doing right now?
I'm sorry?
Do you like what you are doing right now?
If I like it?
Yes.
Honestly, it has been such a journey for me to even find the place where I feel like I want to be in the world. I don't know how old you guys are, but I am in my 30s. Like I turned 30 last year. Well, actually the year before COVID. So it has really changed. Like I went to law school, and for me, there was almost like a real big disconnect. I was in humanities before that. And then when I went to law school, it was something that I was kind of overwhelmed. And, you know, you definitely have to acclimate to different things. And it is hard to balance the mentality of like working towards living or living for working. But overall, I like the skills. I like the skills that I get from every job. You know, I try to look like every job at every job like a really like an important learning opportunity for me. So I try to like it, you know, but we want more.
Okay. Do you plan to do something else later in life?
Yeah, well, I mean, I am in the process of actually applying to a master's, and with it, like, I am even, you know, considering possibly, like, running for public office. I want to use, like, my experiences in this world along with my education so that I could lead a life where my work life really fulfills me and I feel passionate and I am making a positive difference in people's lives. So I'm really working towards like finding the balance of where I can fit in and fit all my skills in so that I can just dedicate myself to do that.
Okay, so the next question is, do you have any advice for women or people in general who want to start a business or, well, yeah, business?
Oh my God, I think that you have to first like get over the feelings of inadequacy. I think that you should seek out mentorship wherever you can, people that are doing similar things, people that inspire you. I think that is so helpful, you know, and
yeah,
in aspects like that also, like Google is your friend. There's a lot that you can learn to do on your own. There's depending on where you are, there could be like community initiatives that help you with preparing a business plan and everything. Like I know that New York here has like an office for minority entrepreneurs and helping them build their businesses. So I think that Google is your best friend, and really think like, what need can I fill with my product?
Or yeah, I agree. Okay, what improvement would you like to see in the future?
In overall, do you think, or
like improvement in the future, and also like with women in general and how the situation is?
Oh my goodness, that is that's a good question. Well, I think there's a lot of unlearning and undoing that we have to keep fighting for. I think that women have to really build empathy and kind of build each other up in a world that has never really wanted women to really like succeed and like hold spaces of leadership and, you know, like be bosses. I think that we have to really, I try to go through life, for example, just like, every woman I meet in the moment, like, you're my sister now, let's like talk, what do you love, what do you feel? And I think that collaborative kind of like keep like pursuing that collaboration between women and fostering that sense of respect, I think that will be very helpful, because, you know, like I said, it's very difficult. It's a lot of hard conversations that need to be had to undo a lot of like society's like damage upon like, you know, the self-esteem of women, for example, and, you know, beauty standards and all of that. So I think that I really want to see, you know, more women reclaiming their body autonomies, reclaiming their space in this world and saying, I am here, I am worth it, I deserve opportunities, and I'm going to take them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Okay, and the last question is, have you ever had any inconveniences trying to reach your goals?
Oh my goodness, of course, guys. Oh, I struggle with mental health. I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety back in 2017. And it was really a process where I felt very bad about myself, even for having those issues. You know, it's like being able to participate in conversations about my mental health, getting help with therapy has really helped me focus and have more confidence in myself. I think that it is usually really imposed on us that we can handle it all. You know, we're nurturers, we're matriarchs, we're, you know, we're women, we are supposed to kind of carry everything on our shoulders. But no, you know, sometimes we break down, we need spaces, we need to just like, woof, take a moment to reassess everything without putting so much pressure and stress on ourselves to be perfect all the time, I think is, yeah, something that has really been a journey and a lesson for me.
Yeah, okay, so, wow, I didn't know that happened to you, and we all hope you're okay now. So that was the final question. We hope you had a great time here, and yeah. Thank you for your time.
Of course, I had a really great time with you guys. I hope that you guys are okay. Where are you at now?
Mexico right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, how are you guys doing over there? My brother-in-law is from Mexico.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's fine. Social distancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sadly. I know, I'm so over this, but, you know, double mask it up if you go out, if you can, you know. I've been double masking since
actually,
November.
I don't go outside. I stay all day in my house, so.
It's really maddening, you know, but doing projects like these, you know, it really helps stay connected with the outside world because, Jesus, it's almost going to be a whole year of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I also didn't know you had a podcast. Maybe I'll go check it out sometime.
Oh my God, absolutely. We could collaborate. I love podcasting. I love getting to know people such as you guys. I love really, you know, you kind of almost figure out the world when you listen to it to other people's perspectives. It's really great.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad to have you here.
Well, I really hope that we can stay in touch, and I look forward to listening to more of what you guys are doing and, you know, keep it up. How, you know, like, I'm interested to know, like, how do you guys look towards the future? Like, what do you hope for women in the future?
Well, I haven't really thought about this much. I guess I hope that maybe I do like politics and that stuff, and maybe it will be better if like it's more of a normal thing that there's women in politics and not such like a praise thing, if you get what I mean.
Absolutely. You know, yes, and why not? If you like it, like, pursue it.
Yes, I think the same as Alexa, because I don't know, they're not treating men and women the same, so
they say that that's a change. They do, but they doesn't do anything about it.
Absolutely, it's really difficult, like, right, we're still fighting against like centuries of oppression basically as women. You know, and culture is not catching up nearly fast enough if it isn't for like celebrities speaking about things, you know.
Exactly.
But I think that, you know, it's like trying to educate people along the way and really become empowered in yourselves to know, like, why not you? Why not you? You can be just as good as any man in power, if not better. Why not take the chances? Why not feel entitled to participate in the process?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so thanks for listening. We hope you have a great day and see you soon.
Thank you. Have a good day too, guys. This
Thank
was
you
fun.
For your time.
Of course, anytime.